we now turn our attention to Sheldon de Klerk, who joins us on the line as an author and South African bodybuilding middleweight champion. And I'm talking to him about a book he's written that is exploring humanity and compassion. Now, as you know, a good book is more than words on a page. It's a passport to other worlds. And you just need to open one book and you could solve a mystery, travel through time, or fall in love all before dinner. Why wait? Your next adventure is waiting between the covers. Sheldon's new book is called Angel of Mercy, and in this work, Sheldon takes readers on a profound journey exploring acts of courage, compassion, and the human spirit in challenging circumstances. Sheldon, it's so nice to speak to you. Thank you for joining us on The Home Run. If I can start off by asking you, what inspired you to write Angel of Mercy, and how did the idea for the book come about?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. So the book actually started from what's quite a catharsis in journaling. So I use that journaling to kind of measure and document complex emotions, and it really started this. It explores depression, depravity, despair, and what writing allowed me to do was sometimes take emotions that are difficult to talk about, so real emotions in the world, and put them in scenarios and characters, fictional scenarios that people could perhaps relate to and say, wow, I didn't know that depression had such a spectrum. Or that seems, or I know someone of these characters. So it was really just this healing journey for me, coming from a depression and mental health background, and putting that and documenting it for other people to possibly relate to.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, it started with you journaling. And at that time, did you have any intention of making your journaling public into a book? And if not, when did the idea come about?
No, never thought I'd write a book. I think it's always one of those things you want to do, right? As you put down on your bucket list.
I think everybody does.
Sure what you want to.
Yeah, I have one down. Right. Everybody wants to write a book.
Well, as authors say, you've got at least one story in you. So, so I wrote, and I had a couple of people that were, you know, strong in literature review it, and they said, you're actually onto something here. And then what I did is pretty transferable discipline, is that I just worked at it every single day, right? For, like, you learn that in bodybuilding, you don't want to go do your cardio or your gym, you just do the work. So this book materialized, and I wrote 700 pages, and they published 350. So,
Sheldon, were you not, I don't know if the word is scared, I'm not quite sure what the word is, but I mean, you take a bit of a leap where you're writing personally, you're doing your own private journals, and then you're making it public.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's where it was an easier transition to write about fictional characters and scenarios, because I often talk about this, is that we don't feel like we have the permission, right? How is our suffering more profound than someone else? How do I have this authority or permission to go and talk about hardships? So what I always try to maintain in my writing, and it's quite a dark exploration, is the sincerity of the message I wanted to put out, is this is real. It's, yes, we use fictional characters, it's dark, but this world exists. And I think through that, it propelled me and helped me to complete the book.
What is your message? I know you spoke about being depressed, and you mentioned the word despair, and I think a lot of people go through that. What is your message through the book, especially for people who can relate to what you experienced and have experienced?
So the book takes it to the extremes. And like I said, it's for a mature reader. But what I think a lot of people, and what I'd want someone to get out of this, is to realize that if you're in the pursuit of something meaningful, you're going to have to deal with some kind of imposter syndrome, some kind of anxiety, some kind of depression, in that it's pretty universal, right? Everyone that's doing something meaning is going through this. You can talk about massive business owners or successful athletes, or even people that are just going about every day, they're going through a similar thing. And I think a lot of people live in the silo where they don't realize that everyone is suffering to some degree, and it's not just you. You're not alone.
You talk about imposter syndrome. I can relate to that. I think so many people can. Do you think everyone has imposter syndrome as well? And how does one overcome that?
Yeah, so I think imposter syndrome is something that people that are pursuing something worthwhile experience or suffer from. And there's a great book called The Magic of Thinking Big. It's one of the first self-help books ever published. And it says their action cures fear. So, you know, that's probably the easiest way. Not the easiest. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. But if you can just do, instead of just exhaust yourself cerebrally thinking about what the next thing is, then that's a massive first step to conquering or overcoming imposter syndrome.
And what about depression? How did you work your way out of depression?
I think you've kind of got to accept that sometimes you need help. And the thinking that got you into a dark place is sometimes need a little bit of a reset, or you need to talk to someone that's not using the same thinking as you. So it's one is that admitting that, listen, I'm not supposed to feel miserable every day. It's not supposed to be a hard day. Life isn't against me. Yes, okay, Buddha says life is suffering. But the reason he said that is because we need to stop somewhere in the middle, that life isn't only pleasurable. It isn't only the pursuit of that which fun and happy. There are tough times, but in that, you know, your response shouldn't by default be, I need to end things, I'm in such a bad place. Like, that's not an okay response. And if you're there, it's about admitting that and then following through in a kind of recovery, seeing someone, maybe, you know, seeing a psychiatrist for medication, like a Band-Aid.
Why did you call the book Angel of Mercy?
So an Angel of Mercy is someone that actually helps people that think their only solution is to meet their maker. So that's why it's quite dark. So, you know, there's these famous stories of nurses that would go into hospitals and people would be on their deathbeds. And an angel of mercy is someone that would give this person the mercy of the afterlife, right? So that's where the whole structure is. It focuses around this character that meets people really at the end of their tether and wants to help them, right? Maybe this is the only solution.
Sheldon, and you've mentioned that also earlier. You said this is for the mature reader, and now you're talking about parts of it being quite dark. Can you take us through the book quite quickly? Like, can you take us through your story and what someone will encounter and learn about as they read the pages?
Absolutely. I think what I try and encapsulate is quite complex emotions that we go through. So maybe imposter syndrome. So you'll meet these characters with these different scenarios and lives that maybe they haven't pursued their dream, or I write about perhaps a sportsman whose life and identity was sports, and they lose this to paralysis, right? And you think, well, what's the only solution? So they meet this angel, and then maybe the only possible solution is a very dark, bitter end, but you get to explore that thinking. And what it's supposed to do in a world of black and white is maybe just paint a little bit of gray. So the book goes through a lot of characters. There's one key character, and you'll meet and you get to learn more about him and why he thinks this is an okay response to life and difficulty.
And for you, writing the book, I mean, you'd already done the journaling, but was the writing of the book cathartic, or that had already happened earlier?
No, you know, that's such a good question, because writing a book and publishing a book are very different businesses. Yeah. So I wrote the book and I wrote these stories, and then there was actually a choice whether to make it commercial or just keep the sincerity. And I'm very blessed that I met some, you know, titans in the industry that helped me kind of do both. So I enjoy writing. I enjoy the stories. I enjoy taking difficult emotions and then translating them into, you know, this journey for someone. So yeah, I think I've found a passion for writing. It's not my last book.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you, is looking ahead, are there any other stories or projects that you're planning to explore, and will they continue in a similar vein as Angel of Mercy?
Yes, I like, you know, there's a billion stories, right? If you think about your story, even about how imposter syndrome surfaced its head and how you overcame that, that's a story, right? It could have gone very wrong at one stage, and somehow you kind of pulled yourself out of that, and that's worth something writing about. So you've got 8 billion people in this world. There's potentially 8 billion stories.
You know, it reminds me, my mom always used to say to me, I'm a journalist, aren't you going to run out of stories? And my answer was the answer you've just given, but in different words, everybody has at least one story.
Yeah.
Sheldon, anything else that you would like to add that I perhaps haven't asked you?
So, no, the book is available at all good bookstores. You can find me on socials and, you know, we talk about mental health. We're very open and honest there. And I think just, you know, guys, girls, everybody, you're not alone. If you're going through something miserable, right, there is a place for you to find that help you need. And there's a lot of people going through it. So you're not alone.
Thank you, Sheldon. That's really inspiring and encouraging to hear. That's Sheldon de Klerk, the author of this new book, Angel of Mercy and South African Bodybuilding Middleweight Champion. And as he says, you're not alone. A lot of people are going through difficult times. He went through depression and nothing to turn your nose towards. And if anything, he's taken a huge leap of faith and courage in making so much of his personal story public. And that is Angel of Mercy.